Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Part of a minute to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see a throw hell to find out who we're toasting.
Yep, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified man from Zhangjiakou, China. Now, we don't know the age of his son, but his son is school-aged, and apparently that school-aged kid, well, he struggles with math. Not an unusual thing, but the problem is his average test scores range between a 40 and a 50. Right? Out of 100%, he's getting a 40 to a 50, and dad wasn't having it. But instead of berating his kids about it, dad tutored his kid every day until midnight for a year. Think about that. He looks at his kid's test and says, I'm going to help you. So every day until midnight for 1 year. And that is what we call commitment, right? That is it's the kind of thing that most parents should step up and do. Now, anyway, last week, his son, he took his math finals, and the effects of his father's tutoring were made clear. Now, where before the kid would score maybe 50% for his math finals after a year of tutoring with his dad, he managed to score a 6.
What?
Oh.
What? 6 out of 100. He got a 6% on his finals test. So they have the thing on video because dad expected a much different outcome. So in the video, dad burst into tears.
Oh, my God.
But you can hear the mom laughing in the background. So there you go.
That's not the kid's fault.
No, it is not, man.
No.
Yeah, he went from getting 50%, which is not good, to 6% after being tutored every day for a year. That's why when my kids ask me math, I'm like, Google it, homie, because I'm just going to make this worse for you. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The men's room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw hell, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure as hell can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Aaron, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yeah, I think I got it down.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guys see foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with bite me today.
Bite me.
Just eat it. Get yourself an egg and beef.
Weird Al Yankovic coming to town here.
I know. I was thinking about this yesterday.
Oh, you did? You just the North Theater? We missed
it? Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay, because last night I'm thinking to myself,
hey,
I know
it's
coming soon. You know what? I should get tickets and go. No, I won't do that.
No, you missed it.
Okay. All right, Aaron, in this case, as I research stories for Bite Me, I've discovered that a lot of the same items contaminate various foods. That includes condoms, roaches, Band-Aids, and as I always say, a shockingly high number of severed fingers. It's unbelievable. But today, I want you to tell me which one of the following, a human tooth, was not found. Again, a human tooth. It was found in 3 out of 4 of these. Was it not found in a block of cheese? Was a human tooth not found in a candy bar? Was it not found in a bag of popcorn? Or was it not found in Chinese takeout? So a block of cheese, a candy bar, a bag of popcorn, and Chinese takeout. Which one of these was a human tooth not found in?
Chad, what do you think?
Man, I don't know. That's a tough one.
How do you lose a tooth and not realize that you lost your tooth? I can say the same thing with severed fingers, for Christ's sake. But yeah, so cheese, candy bar, popcorn, or Chinese takeout.
think I might.
I feel like they're all pretty equal.
They are. I might be overthinking it or outthinking myself. But I think takeout food seems like the easiest one you think it would be in. So I think that's it. It wasn't in there.
Yes, correct. The one food item where a tooth was not found.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Chinese, it seems like takeout would be the obvious one. A tooth fell out of somebody's mouth in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Saying it seems so obvious so that gross. I think it wasn't in there.
Okay.
Whereas somebody leaning over a vat of stuff, I don't know what you call it for, it turns into cheese.
Curds, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I've seen it down at Beecher's. It could fall into there.
That's how I know.
You could easily see a tooth getting lost in a factory, ended up in your candy bar. And then popcorn, I mean, look, popcorn and teeth don't have a great relationship.
No.
That's a good point. I think I'm going to go with popcorn because of that.
I'm going to go with popcorn, too. Just simply because Ted knows a lot of people in the popcorn industry in there.
More than most of us know, to be fair.
But they all have their teeth.
They're TV people.
Yes, they do.
So, Ted, what is your final answer on this one?
The takeout food. Chinese takeout.
Okay.
It's clean. Eat it.
All right. So me and Aaron are going to go popcorn. We're going to find out which item of food did not have a human tooth in it. Block of cheese, candy bar, bag of popcorn, or Chinese takeout next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, your categories, bite me on profile. There's all kinds of things have been found in food. A pretty common group of things. It makes sense.
Weird.
Band-aids.
Human fingers, man.
Sure, I'm sure. And teeth included. So today, it's just basically which item of food did they not find a human tooth in?
Sad, but true.
The question is, was it a block of cheese, a candy bar, a bag of popcorn, or Chinese takeout?
But everyone put in their guesses. Ted Smith said Chinese takeout. Miles, you and Aaron, you agreed that it was, in fact, a bag of popcorn.
Ted's people.
Well, in 2014, a British woman, she bit off more than she could chew when she found a human tooth in a block of cheese that she had bought at a grocery store. Quote, this was extremely disturbing. Even more so, I had just been to the dentist myself the day before. The chain promised to investigate. A woman in Texas, she'll never forget that candy bars are bad for your teeth. In 2010, she bit into a Milky Way and found a human tooth in her mouth that did not belong to her. And a couple in the United Kingdom, they claim they found what might be one of the worst things that someone can find in their Chinese takeout food,
a human tooth.
Even worse, the restaurant reportedly denied that the item was a tooth, despite the couple's evidence to suggest otherwise. The correct answer turns out, popcorn.
That's why
popcorn.
You should buy Smith Family popcorn. No teeth.
No teeth. Not in Cobb's either, down in the market.
No.
Now toothless.
Toothless.
Should have been.
Always toothless. Yeah.
Always have been, always will be. Toothless popcorn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.